This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. Thank you for your support. In previous podcasts, we've talked about how the biggest threat to your safety and survival in a collapse scenario is going to be other unprepared people. So if you're prepared in any way, most people aren't. And when it hits the fan, they panic. Now, there's no context in which this is more apparent than a pandemic. In a pandemic, the unprepared are desperate because they feel like they're going to die. In fact, many of them will die. And so the level of panic that they experience is probably higher than in any other situation. You know, facing a deadly pandemic that's just spreading like wildfire and you can't control it and you fear for your life, that's more scary to people than even a financial collapse or a stock market collapse in many ways. And so the panic factor goes through the roof. And yet right now, even though it's still early in this pandemic, it is a global pandemic now. It is spreading from person to person in multiple countries. I think 3 or 4 different countries already, not just China. Even though it's still early in the United States, of course, the numbers will get larger in the days and weeks ahead. It's already clear that people are being divided into two camps. The sort of the pandemic is real camp, and then there's no such thing as a coronavirus pandemic camp. In other words, the pandemic denialism camp. We're already seeing that with the left-wing media. They're saying, there's nothing to worry about. Everything's under control. This is the same media, by the way, that told us, don't worry about Ebola. No one will ever catch it in America. And then the minute they brought one patient into a hospital in Dallas, the first thing that happened is a nurse got infected. So, of course, the media has no clue what they're talking about when it comes to infectious disease. So because of the denialism of the media, and probably the CDC and even the WHO, there are efforts now underway to downplay this. Even the tech giants themselves are selectively censoring channels that say anything about the coronavirus pandemic that's not the official narrative. So now, if you disagree with the official narrative, you are banned and censored. Go figure. That's why we built Brighteon.com, so people can have a voice and upload videos there, of course. But in any case, with this big push for denialism, what you're going to create is a population of unprepared people. So right away, I'm already calling out the fake news journalists, you know, the so-called mainstream media. They are now complicit in lying to the public about a global pandemic that may ultimately kill millions of people. And of course, the left-wing media is covering it up. They are complicit in the deaths of those victims, should they unfold, because the media is lying to people. Again, deliberately lying to people, downplaying it, saying, no, we should trust the communist Chinese on their official figures. It's not 44,000 people infected. No, they say it's at the time that was being argued by the media, they were saying there were only 2,900 infections. And at the moment I'm recording this, there are like 4,600 admitted by China, and that's just one day later. So yesterday, if I said there are 4,500 infections, I would have been called fake news by the media. They would say no. The communist Chinese government can be trusted, and they insist there's only 2,900. But today, the Chinese government says it's 4,500. So suddenly, I'm confirmed, right? Suddenly, my numbers are totally confirmed according to the Chinese government now. But any number that you say that's even one higher than the Chinese government, which is, of course, artificially lowering the numbers in order to downplay this, then you're called fake news. That's how this whole, you know, system of propaganda works. Why would anybody in the media trust the Chinese government regime to report the truth about a pandemic that's very embarrassing to them? And just on a logical level, just basic rationality, why would a Chinese government that says only 4,000 plus people are infected, why would they be expanding 100,000 new hospital beds in one region? Why would they be burning through 100,000 full body biohazard suits every day? Why would they be building a hospital with 10,000 new beds in 1 week as an emergency response to this if there are only a few thousand infections, right? It doesn't make any sense. So you've got this denialism taking place. And as a result, there's going to be survival preparedness denialism as well, or you could say lapses in preparedness. The vast majority of the American people, they are too distracted by all the things that they think are important in their lives, like the Super Bowl, like their social gathering, their Snapchat friends, fake friends, whatever. They're too distracted by all these other things to realize that they need to be preparing. So they won't prepare until, of course, the masses have decided to prepare, at which point it's too late. So there'll be a moment of awakening, where, let's say, Seattle goes under quarantine, and the people in Seattle go, wait a minute, we're under quarantine? We better go out and get some food. And they go to the grocery store. Yeah, it's all empty. Oh my God, we better get some fuel for our car. They go to the gas station. The gas has run out, or it's a 4-hour line to get, you know, 5 gallons, because now it's being dished out slowly. There's a limit. And there'll be a moment for those people where they realize that they're too late to prepare. And they'll say to themselves things like, gosh, I was going to buy a Glock and I never got around to buying that Glock. Or I was going to have more than 50 rounds of ammo and I never got around to buying more ammo. So all I have is this 50 round box. Or, oh, I was going to buy a night vision device, but you know, I was waiting for them to go on sale. Now they're sold out everywhere. And now the storable food is sold out everywhere. And now the N95 masks are sold out. Even the full face respirators are sold out all across America now. So everything's sold out. So then they freak out and they panic. And let me ask you this. When those people panic, the unprepared masses, when they panic, ask yourself this question. Who do they blame first? Who's at fault for them waking up one day and not having stuff? Not having gear, not having a camp stove, not having ammunition, not having whatever. Who's to blame? Well, you are, of course. You're to blame because obviously you took all the stuff in their minds, right? That's their logic. You took all the stuff. You, the prepper. Look at you sitting on your box of gloves. Look at you with your 100 extra Tyvek biohazard suit and your full face respirator. How dare you buy those things before they could. You see that? That's, yeah, it's irrational. It's basically just, I don't know, prepper, anti-prepper bigotry or something. It's kind of like a weird form of gear racism. But they hate you for your stuff. They hate you for thinking ahead when they failed to think ahead. They would love you if you were in just as dire straits as they are. Then you could be buddies. But because you planned ahead, and you spent your money to prepare, then suddenly you're the enemy. More importantly, those unprepared masses will convince groups of people and perhaps law enforcement that your stuff needs to be distributed to them so that it can become their stuff. Yes, this is how they think. Well, you're a hoarder. How dare you? You've been hoarding, haven't you? I don't know if you call me having, I don't know, 10,000 rounds of 5.56 ammo. Is that hoarding? No, it's just planning. Planning. I mean, the government has billions of rounds of ammunition, and that's not called hoarding. Why shouldn't individuals have, you know, ample supplies? But you see, you're the bad person for thinking ahead and for investing in survival plans. You're the bad person. So in a pandemic, it's no different. In a pandemic, the desperation is actually higher, which means that people will be willing to do more insane things than they would under most other circumstances. And the media is feeding right into this by denying the existence of a pandemic in the United States. They are, in essence, creating a future panic by making sure that people are uninformed and therefore unprepared, so that when it does hit the fan, you're going to have masses of people who totally freak out. Now, if we're lucky, this pandemic won't spread in America. That might happen. We might have a best case scenario. This whole thing dies down and it's not an issue. But this was an accidental release. That means there could be another accident or there could be a deliberate deployment of this biological weapon. So if we manage to get lucky and have a close call with this one and still survive it, it's still a roll of the dice. We'd better be prepared for one that we can't stop, one that goes full pandemic. And that's the wisdom of prepping. You prep as a lifestyle. You prep for all time. You prep for a variety of emergencies. And you thank your lucky stars when the emergencies don't happen, but you make sure that you're ready for any emergency, including a pandemic. So keep all this in mind. Keep reading my website, naturalnews.com. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. And you can hear my podcast at brighteon.com. Get prepared, stay safe, get ready. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a two-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products, and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.